You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
So surprised to hear that maple syrup is actually really good for you. Now that I know that, I want to know why something so sweet can be so good for you. We have Amy Richardson here with us. She is the she's part of the team. She's the mom and the wife of the Richardson Farm, which produces maple syrup in Vermont. Amy, help us out. How can something that tastes so sweet be that good for you?
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me back on again. Isn't that a fun question?
Yeah.
Well, we know that maple syrup is the pure, minimally processed product that it is. It has no added sugar or coloring or artificial flavors or preservatives of any kind. One thing that used to be sort of the tagline of Vermont maple producers was that there was nothing added and nothing taken away. So that's part of why we think it's so healthy.
Well, it really is, and I want to clarify first the difference between real and fake, because most of the shelves on the stores are carrying maple syrup, you know, bottles or jars of maple syrup, and there's no maple syrup in there. So could you sort of give us a definitive line of to draw between so we know what to buy?
Yes, definitely. Thanks for asking that question. So the real stuff should say real or pure right on the label, and that's an important distinction. Not that the other stuff will say fake, but it might say imitation on the label, and then I'm such a label reader anyway. I think it's important to, you know, turn over the container and look at the ingredients, and maple syrup will only have one ingredient, and that should read pure maple syrup, whereas a fake maple syrup will often have corn syrup, maybe even water added, probably artificial coloring and other flavoring agents.
That's so true. I think a lot of people need to run to their cupboard right now and kind of check their bottle and make sure that they have been eating real maple syrup, because if they have not, they're in for a real treat, because when you buy 100% maple syrup, I mean, it is just amazing. It's so good. And I know, Amy, you were talking a little bit about why it's so good for you. The nutritionist in me had to look it up when people challenged me on this. And I say, no, I don't use sugar. I tend to bake with honey or maple syrup. And the reason is because maple syrup actually comes with some nutrients. You look at raw, when you look at white sugar, there's nothing there. But maple syrup has calcium, potassium, iron, zinc, manganese, and that all might have to do with the fact of where it comes from. Tell us, you know, maple syrup, how do you make maple syrup? Where does it come from?
Oh, sure. And it's a fairly simple process. So it comes from the sugar maple tree. You can actually tap other tree varieties, such as red maple, or even in some parts of the country, they make a cooked syrup out of birch sap. But maple syrup is sugar maple syrup is really the one that everybody knows the best. So in the springtime of the year, fairly early springtime, when in the Northeast where we live, the daytime temperatures get up above freezing, and then at night they go back down below. So basically from the 40s to the 20s, day and night.
Wow.
And so those weather conditions cause the sap within the trees to begin moving up again from the roots up and down the tree trunk system. And so we tap the trees by drilling a hole in the side of the tree and putting in a little plastic, a very tiny plastic spout, and then we attach a network of tubing to that and harvest the sap, which is really quite a bit like water. Might be right around 2% sugar, and then all you do is cook it. You boil the sap. It boils about 7 degrees above the boiling temperature of water. So we boil it in a series of pans that have flues so that the sap turning into syrup will go back and forth from side to side of a pan while it's cooking. And for us, this is over a really big wood fire. So there's a whole contraption that we use, kind of like a big open stovetop called an evaporator. So one of the big byproducts of the boiling process, as you might realize, is the steam. And that's one of the most well-known visual pieces of the boiling season, making maple syrup, is the steam pouring out of the sugar house cupola. So then when the syrup gets to a specific density, then we know that it's done and that it's cooked to the appropriate point. And it turns the lovely brown color, whereas it began basically clear like water. And then we draw it out of the cooking pans and filter it and pack it away hot at a pasteurization temperature to be used later.
I have actually lived in Vermont for a short time, and I have witnessed this. Let me tell you, that steam, that fragrance, oh,
yeah.
My gosh. It is as alluring as it sounds. Anybody gets a chance to go and watch this should do that. Absolutely.
Pretty special. Yep, pretty special.
Oh, it is really special, especially because it's cold. The winter's at the end of, ending, and spring is coming, and it all feels really good. Okay, so here's a question about how many trees do you have to tap? I know this is there are variables in this, but about for one cup of syrup, is that a fair question?
I'm not sure I can do that mathematical equation, but the general rule of thumb, Ellen, is that it takes about 40 gallons of sap to make 1 gallon of syrup.
So if we have
a really good productive season on our farm, and of course there are so many factors that come into play, especially the temperatures and then how much the sun shines and which direction the wind is blowing and all those factors, but at the end of everything, if we are able to calculate, because we know how many taps we have and then how much syrup we produce in total, so then we can calculate how much syrup is produced per tap. So in general, like if we were able to achieve about a half a gallon per tap, that would be a really, really good successful season for us.
Well, my favorite part of your whole story was really how it came from the tree and then it just went through boiling. I mean, there's nothing added to it. Like you said, nothing taken out. And that's really what makes maple syrup such a better choice. Usually when I bake with maple syrup, I use, if I get a regular standard recipe, if it calls for a cup of white sugar, I usually use about 3/4 of maple syrup and find that it's just as sweet before.
And I agree.
I think that just goes to speak on how much sweeter the maple syrup is. Yeah, exactly. Now, we only have a few minutes, but I know a lot of people may want to know this quickly. Sometimes you see darker maple syrup and lighter maple syrup. Is that what makes that difference?
Usually we make the darker syrup later in the season, and oftentimes there's less sugar in the sap to begin with, so we may have to cook it longer. That's the only reason it's darker. It's not that it's more sugar or anything like that. It just has to be cooked longer so it turns darker. Yeah, and I just wanted to say that, we definitely enjoy maple syrup any meal of the day. You put it in a smoothie at breakfast and make a salad dressing at lunch, and glaze root vegetables for dinner. And we love maple syrup sundaes for dessert.
Well, thank you, Amy. That was awesome way to include in all different meals of the day. Again, for her maple syrup, that's richardsfarmmaple.com. Thank you for sharing your story with us. Thank you for being on our Family Food Kitchen today. Eat well and stay well.